Okay, and right now on WJFF, we're going to be checking in with Chrissy Smith, owner and operator of Calicoon Theater in Calicoon, New York. Of course, there's not much to operate over there right now. Chrissy, how are you making out in these times that have essentially shut down your business? Oh, sorry about that. Hold on, you weren't on. Chrissy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now we can, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I am, you know, I'm sheltering in place as we all are right now. And, you know, so it's sort of a complicated question, as I'm sure it is for everybody. We have our good days and our bad days. And I'm sure sometimes in one day we have a lot of ups and downs, which is how I feel, you know, but I'm trying to walk in the woods as much as possible and just keep myself busy. And, you know, and I'm trying to do what I can to sort of keep the Calicoon Theater alive and kicking and try to raise funds from my house and from my laptop, which is a weird thing because that's really not what the Calicoon Theater has ever had to be about.
Yeah.
You know, as a movie theater, you're a place of general assembly. You're a place of community gathering. And it's been tough. You know, I know that the Calicoon Theater has been continually open and operated for 72 years. And it's been through, I mean, that's a pretty heroic thing for a small single screen movie theater in the United States. So many of them have closed over the years due to, you know, the rise of the multiplex and, you know, when cinemas went digital and, you know, so many sort of insurmountable things sort of happened to cinemas in America. And the Calicoon Theater was able to keep going through all of that. And it's very tragic to me that this is the one thing that's happened to actually close the Calicoon Theater's doors in its 72-year history. I think we're trying to keep a really positive attitude, and we know that this isn't a permanent closure. You know, there's an end in sight. I don't know when that end is going to be. I don't think any of us do, but we do know that it's, you know, this is still going to be a temporary closure for whatever length that it has to be. So
I think that what you're saying about, you know, the fact that all of this history, all of this long history of this one theater, and this is the thing that closes its doors, that really just underscores the uniqueness and the seriousness of the moment that we're living in. It's just another one of those things that, you know, just like saying, oh, schools were shut down for 3 weeks in a row. Of course, that's more now, but that was an eye-opener. Like, well, this is different. We're going to get into, first, I also want to say the Calicoon Theater, full disclosure, is an underwriter of WJFF. Of course, also, it's a landmark institution in the county, a business that's been there for as long as you've said. We're going to talk about that there's actually a way that people can patronize, be patrons of the Calicoon Theater without going there, which is pretty unique. But since we're talking on this topic, and I haven't talked to you yet since this all happened, I mean, what were you thinking and feeling as you were watching this come? I mean, we're all thinking different things, and we're saying this might impact us this way, it might impact us that way. What were you thinking as you were watching the news?
That's a great question. I mean, I think I was really cognizant early on that this was going to affect us, but I think I was in the similar boat as many small business owners in Sullivan County, wherein, you know, we had information that was coming in day by day, and you were getting more information, and you were trying, you were kind of running triage, right? Like, you were sort of trying to navigate each day in a way that seemed most safe for the community and best for your business. And, you know, and so we did what a lot of small businesses, I think, were doing at the time, which was we upped our cleaning, and I put all this protocol in for additional cleaning throughout the building, and I was giving people a little alcohol wipe so that they could even wipe down the armrests of the chairs before they sat down. This is way back in the beginning of March, by the way.
Right.
You know, and so we were strategizing, and we were trying to shift things and be really, really careful. But at a certain point, I think, you know, it just becomes an ethical and moral obligation to realize that you're being irresponsible by staying open. And I mean, it was about 48 hours after I decided we were going to close down that the governor placed an executive order telling all non-essential businesses in New York to close down. So, you know, I think it was it was the thing to do. And had I not done it, I would have had to do it anyway. But you know, this is the tricky thing. I think we all were, many, many small businesses in those 2 weeks leading up to the executive order from Governor Cuomo, you know, you're not going to preemptively close your business because the fear, I think, is, well, if I close now, I don't know when I'm going to reopen. So, you know, you try to navigate with the information that you have as best you can for as long as you can. But then at a certain point, you just have to, you know, you just have to call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what we did. And, you know, and again, I think it's obviously the right thing to do. And it just is, it's just a weird thing. It's a very weird feeling because, you know, we've opened our doors to so many fundraisers in the community because we like the community spirit of the Calicoon Theater, and I like it to be this place of gathering. And, you know, when times get tough, I think that humans like to come together. That is in our instinct. That's sort of a base instinct that when things are difficult for us, we want to be around each other. And that is the most unsafe thing for us to do right now. So it feels pretty alien, I think, for us to not be able to do the thing that we do best, which is give people a warm, welcoming place where they can see their friends and neighbors and enjoy a film.
Yeah, and that's the other side of the coin, too, is tough times. People turn to entertainment. People turn to movies, but they just can't do it in public together right now. But there's just as people are being innovative about how they're approaching this, and people that hold sway over other people's businesses or livelihoods, like, for instance, people that are holding mortgages or rent, like, people are being creative about what they're doing. And I heard that Magnolia Pictures is doing something creative to allow you to continue to engage the public with movies and actually maybe even sustain yourself.
Yeah, they did. And it's actually a pretty exciting thing because I feel like the WJFF listeners are going to enjoy this. So Magnolia Pictures, they really support small independent cinemas throughout America. And so they've created this wonderful deal in which you can watch the new documentary, which is called, it's the new documentary about the band. It's called Once We're Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band. And it's brand new, and you can stream it, and all the proceeds that come from renting the film online go directly to the Calicoon Theater. So the way you do it is you go to my website. So you go to the Calicoon Theater website. On my front page, there's a button that describes the film, and it says rent the documentary, and you click that button, it'll take you to a whole other page. And, you know, it's pretty simple from there on out. You put in your credit card information, then a link pops up. It's just like if you were to rent a movie on Amazon or, you know, any other streaming platform, but all the proceeds from the rental go straight to me until April 3rd. After April 3rd, I get 50% of the profits, which is still really great. But I'm letting people know that you can rent the film and you don't have to watch it for 30 days. As long as you don't start it, you don't have to actually watch it. So if you don't have time in the next couple of days, you could still just rent it and just keep it and watch it later. That's fine too. But it's really great. And it's a wonderful documentary. It's really interesting. It's got Scorsese and Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, Taj Mahal, Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, Bruce Springsteen, all talking about the early years of the band and sort of the Robbie Robertson part of the story, which is really fascinating. I mean, I knew quite a bit about Levon Helm, but I never really knew much about Robbie and his background and how he came to be, you know, his founding member of the band and also a great singer-songwriter. So it was an excellent, you know, musician. And so it was really interesting to learn more about him and his life.
And of course, the WJFF inaugural movies and music series was The Last Waltz, featuring the band at the Calicoon Theater. So there's a bit of a Calicoon Theater and band
so
connection
great.
Already. We're going to have to go. We're down to like less than a minute. But again, what is your website?
It's www.thecalicoontheater.com, and you can rent the film through my front page, and there's also a button to donate to our GoFundMe. If people are feeling like they have extra to give right now, we would really appreciate anything, any support that you have, anything extra. It would make a huge difference to us.
Okay, and
so thank you guys so much.
All right, Chrissy Smith, owner operator of the Calicoon Theater, and just real brief, you're feeling confident and positive that you're going to be reopening on the other end of this.
I am.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck, and we will definitely be in touch.
Thank you. Thanks so much, and good luck with your drive, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Be well.
All right. That's Chrissy Smith, owner of Calicoon Theater, in continuous operation since 1948. First time the doors have had to close. This is WJFF.